So we want to remember that we're really unified. We want to remember that we're really one. And we want to expect miracles to occur daily. And they're saying daily because the allowance has been pronounced. The allowance has been explored. The allowance has been advanced. The allowance has been decided and more. How cute is that? Hold a second. We're going to grab that furry dog so we don't have any more barking. So this is our time that we've been expecting. This is the time that we're, we're adhering to. I love that adhering, because when I'm sharing that, it's an energetic arrival. So when they're saying adhering, think of like sticky tape, adhesive tape, something that, you know, if you're gonna mail a package, you wanna stick it together forever. So that is our promise to ourself inside. So they're asking us to drop any other fascinations. What they mean by that is any other adherences to the past in English, any other alliances, allegiances below. So this is the old drama. This is the old pastime. This is, I have to stay in my brotherhood and fight their fight even if I don't believe it because I'm part of the clan. No, you're not, because we're each waking up to our own advanced nature. We're each waking up to our own signage inside, complete. So when they're saying complete, there is a download. This is your Christ self, complete. Not in drips and drabs and when am I gonna get my next piece? Complete. It's already there in your sacred heart. It's already given. It's already to be explored, to be advanced, to be self-promoted. So when I just said self-promoted, I say I and I kind of giggle because they keep challenging me to open that next door. But the self-promoting, it's like from my sacred heart, this energy just boom, went out to everybody here as if there's a being, a body separate from my body. So this is the whole point. Once we start operating from that higher energetic exchange where we truly reside, in other words, who we truly are, why we were sent to Earth, why we signed up on a soul level, we will thrive. So thriving is a placement of the heart. In other words, it's nothing that the 3D world understands. So we're not trying to bring our techniques, our tools, our old values where we're heading. We're opening up to that diamond light, to that sacred heart, and we're learning how to thrive. Thrive is an immediacy. Thrive does not take a lot of linear time. It's an acceptance of your wholeness. So when we speak about everything being the hologram, your Christ self is waiting. It's here. It's glistening. It's waiting for you to find it attractive. So we want to remember that we are now the conscious decision makers. In other words, what we authorize, what we invest in, what we consent in is going to show us our next, our very meaning. If we're still consenting in dualism, if we're still bodies, you know, I gotta go first, or there's a higher order, or whatever it is, we're gonna run amok. In other words, you're gonna stay confused. It's not gonna work out. And you're gonna be very puzzled. And it's like, but I got the vision, but I got the feeling, I got the next, what's happening? What's happening is your very next draw. In other words, if you're doing it from the old abacus, if you're doing it from far away is you're still believing in linear time. You're still believing in separation. Whereas it's all about the energy of the heart. When you're ready for your next assignment. So your next assignment is, I can't be piddling around, I can't be investing in the ego, I can't be like dreaming the dream along with mass consciousness. In other words, it's time to decide on my vertical height. Now, vertical height, it's really coming from our sacred vision. But the idea is sort of like, if you think of the pyramid of the apex, so you got like dualism back and forth, you know, in our country, Democrats and Republicans, back and forth, and all the other conflict as it goes. And so what we're doing is we're raising the bar higher, but we want to stay in focus because we want to remember there's a lot of pull that wants to keep us complying. There's no outer compliance officer. There's no outer bully. It's all our consciousness. So the more that we understand, it's like, which lane do you want to drive in? Simple as that. Allow the placement of heaven. Heaven is going to be the consciousness you're soon to understand. As you permit yourself to graduate, as you permit yourself to illuminate, as you permit yourself to understand your power wide. Now we're going to sit here for a moment, because there is not a single light worker here that is in full promotion status yet. You're getting good, but you want to understand the growth is among the many. In other words, we understand egos and power. We've all had great demonstration of that. But we want to remember the Christed light in her full, in his full remembrance, full demonstration, full Christed birth. So this isn't like a fantasy very far away. The ascension energies are what matter and are very present, meaning this is very, very real. So we want to, they're saying to go ahead and congratulate us as like the next ascending class. So just like if you happen to have a offspring, which I personally do, that's like away in a college or whatever, it's like they have X number of years to go, but they're always referred to as their graduating class being whatever the year is. So that's how we want to take ourselves. You know, it's sort of like they enter as freshmen, but they're already referred to as the graduating class, because they're expected to graduate, they're expected to grow. So in other words, it's already been decided, and that's a wonderful imprint. So, you know, when the going gets tough, it's like, but I'm the graduating class. So that's the kind of fulfillment. I don't want to say like expectancy, because expectancy is like, it's somehow far off, but it's sort of like expectancy in that you're already in possession of it and you're soon to see it. In other words, it's like buying bread at the store. You haven't had a sandwich yet, but you know the bread's in the grocery bag. So that's how we want to feel about ourselves, because we're all being, how would I say that? Like, the best word is tested. I don't like that, because I used to have test anxiety. But the testing is really coming from inside. There's no outer authority. We really want to get that. It's all about us. So we're testing to like really, how would I say that? Like acquire a taste for the good life. So when you start drinking from that spiritual spring, when you start feeling your higher self soar, even if it's just for a moment, even if it's just a taste, that taste is going to be so soul satisfying that it's sort of like everything else that you had, it can go away. Like it just doesn't have the same attraction. That's what we want to start noticing, because we're all still attending to the ego, collecting a lot of stuff that doesn't have any buoyancy to us. In other words, we're already so high vibrationally, we're still sort of like regurgitating the past because we just haven't become aware. So in other words, we're adapting to our new system and we're just going through the slow motions. Now, some of them are necessary. If you have taxes due, you know, please attend to them. But a lot of the constant criticism, a lot of the dualistic projection of the mind that we're all so accustomed to taking in and swallowing. So the problem is when we're seeing it discussed and when we're agreeing it, we're agreeing with our shadow, we're agreeing with the dualism. We're not passing it by. We're not agreeing with our power. And so think of Isis, think of Hercules, anything where Atlas, anything strong, like covering the whole earth, that is literally inside of us. And that is ticking. So it's sort of like, you know, like your cooker timer, like tick, 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 tick. So we want to attend to the very best. So now in closing, we're at 10-10, how beautiful. We're going to go back to our power. And they want us to give it a nice try. So again, we want to remember our energetic field has nothing to do with the body container. We are not in the body. So we want to feel that advancement. We want to feel that largeness inside. And we want to feel extremely comfortable with it because we're learning how to self-select. That means we have so much feeling of who we truly are, that we are the master, that we're holding our vibration, that we're not going to be as easily affected by the outer phenomena. So it's like giving us that power to make that choice wiser, to choose the light, to choose the I am, to choose the highest and best good, even though the old ricochet, maybe like the old knee jerk is, you know, do it my way and let me just get moving. So a lot of us, they want me to leave with this. This is important. A lot of us are pushing through time. In other words, let me just do it the ego way so I can get home and meditate. We want to call ourselves out on that. We want to press in because we're reaching high notes. And then what happens? What we think of as linear life, they want us to stop that and to stop that now. And to really decide you're looking at consciousness and you're looking at your own consciousness. So it's like game on, girlfriend, 24/7, not or boyfriend, not from a pressure standpoint, but from a divine inheritance, alignment, readiness, pronouncement. So in other words, your divine counterpart, your heavenly self, your higher self, your trusted guides, and your guides, my love, have been upgraded. When I'm looking at everybody, you have upgraded guides because you're ready for the next. So you want to feel that as we go ahead and decide. Remember, we're deciding on our true self, our I am presence, on our power, on our light, on our divinity. And we're releasing what goes by. So someone else like heavily involved in slinging, you know, the judgment, it's like compassion. They're stuck in the split mind. I totally get that. But how can I use that to transform my readiness, to really decide, to realize how we're ascending is we're giving ourselves permission to step, like anything where you feel the advancement, stepping off the bus, getting like whatever you want to do, but you want to feel that travel inside. Because we're still used to being that linear. So in a way, like we're still used to the like space, time, here, there. So we want to feel, or you can feel the motor revving up, or think of a space missile where, you know, like, ooh, they're getting those booster jets things going. So anything where we're being taken and being guided by our divine counterpart, now present. Now something to think about later. Always in the now. So increase your decibel, increase your Christed vision. They're saying Christed, and again, my apologies if like some of us may still be getting triggered a little bit by formal language. So we just want to remember there's a Christ light that's just so incredibly bright, that's just getting more and more powerful, that is ready to stroke us. It's ready to show us the truth of our essence. So it's sort of like we're waking up from being sleepy human beings and waking up to our destiny, waking up to our light supreme, waking up to our advanced state, waking up to our divine inheritance. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.